This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security. The first 40 Big O listeners right now, dial 1-800-ALARM-ME. We'll get this limited time offer, a free doorbell camera that connects directly to your smartphone with installation of your Sloman's Shield. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
It is draft day, and Miami's picking at 21. And I've told you this over and over again. This, I think, is going to work out beautifully for the Miami Dolphins. They got to make the right pick. You know what I'm saying? It's up to them to make the right pick. But the options are all there for them. Every single option that they want to fill, it's there for them. So if they want to get a lineman, they're going to have an opportunity. There's not going to be a run that they won't have an option. They will have some good options. I think they'll still have a pass rusher or two left over that is pretty damn good. Okay? I think they're going to have an option to trade down a little bit too. Possibility, because some of the players that are going to drift into the 20s may be just as worthy, and they can pick up an extra pick. And not Xavier worthy. Is it Xavier or Xavian? Xavier. Or Xavian. I don't know now. Worthy. Xavier? Okay, Xavier. Okay. I guess it's the Howard thing that I'm getting confused. Okay. So, I love the position that Miami is in. From talking to people around the league, there's a lot of players that just people like, man. And that's the thing. And so, whether it's a Verse, a Latu, a Guyton, a Powers Johnson, a Graham Barton, a J.C. Latham, that, you know, some people keep saying that he might fall to Miami at 21. You know, that's the kind of stuff that I start, you know, getting excited. Mims, another kid. There's a bunch of guys, man. And then in the second round, we've talked about this. There's actually some pretty good offensive linemen and D tackles. There are options. I have mentioned how many times I like the Roque, whatever. I'm going to have to really learn that name when they draft him. If they draft him, by the way. I mean, you know, I don't know anything. But I'm just saying, it's just there are players there you're going to like in the first and second rounds that can fill the exact needs of the Miami Dolphins. That's the crazy part of all of this. That's why I'm telling you that if they pick the right players, they actually can help their O&D line. And they can still help their O&D line even by a slight trade down also. It's really awesome. And if they do have the trade down, you know, the fun part about that is we'll have another pick in day two, okay? Because, you know, you pick in the second round and then, like, we're done. We'll see you midday through Saturday, you know? And I don't know if I'll do anything on Saturday. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll do a recap show, okay? Maybe I'll do that. I'm already kind of feeling the voice, as it is, from doing last night's show, too.